713-572-4610. As you can tell, the DWIattorney.com text page up and running. David Anderson going to join us at the top of the hour. One other thing, as long as we're off football here for a second, did you see who the Rockets might be kicking tires on right now, Rich?
I did.
What do you think?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
J.R. Smith, by the way, is the player we're talking
there's
about.
There's actually a case being made that, with his contract situation, it could be a possible one-year boost for them at the position, but that there wouldn't be a long-term financial commitment after this season. So
here's what I think.
Why not?
Here's what I think about J.R. Smith. One, I think he probably does shoot the basketball better than some of the guys they've got launching threes right now.
He's
at least a guy who can shoot you into a game. He can shoot you out of a game, too.
But why can't I get that brain fart in the finals out of my head?
Well, that goes to my second point, which is if you're going to be a 500 basketball team, which they aren't even a 500 team right now, if you're going to be hovering around 500 all year, struggling to get into the playoffs and be an 8 seed, which that looks like the direction this thing's going right now, their next 3 games are at home, but it's the Blazers, the Lakers, and the Jazz. Like, based on what we've seen over the last week and a half, I have no confidence that they're going to win any of these games. So if you're going to be this, then why not at least be entertaining? Why not at least throw a few maniacs and psychopaths out there on the floor? What I'm saying is, I wish they had gone and picked up Rajon Rondo and Lance Stevenson and JaVale McGee. Please go get JaVale McGee from the Lakers, honestly. If this is what you're going to be, Rockets, then throw some guys out there where at least we can go, holy crap, so, another J.R. Smith moment.
Unstable guys who've had their moments, yes, as complimentary players to superstars.
Let's do this, man. I mean, if we're going to get – why get buzzed when you can go get wasted?
Because, I mean, to be fair, J.R. Smith has had some moments.
Yes.
He hasn't been a complete waste as a player on a team complimented by superstar, so who knows what's going to happen. If the Rockets have confirmed this prior to tonight's game, I apologize, but there's also a report out there that Eric Gordon's about to get moved into the starting lineup for James Ennis.
Yeah, okay. I mean, shuffling around the deck chairs, I suppose, but so we'll see how that goes. And who knows? Eric Gordon has been one of the most vocal guys in the locker room about how disappointed he is right now. Who knows if that's something? I don't think they're going to do things to placate Eric Gordon.
No.
But
it would be about adding scoring to the starting line.
Yeah, I mean, they're at a stage where they need to start doing some things. They need to start. You can't just keep trotting.
Status quo is not working.
The same rotation out there for the entire game and hope that it's going to change. That's the definition of insanity. I will say this about J.R. Smith, Rich. As you know, I bet on a little bit of basketball.
I know.
From time to time.
Yeah.
And I feel that wagering brings clarity in basketball with respect to knowing which guys really affect winning and losing. And I will say this about J.R. Smith. I feel like way more often than not in betting in games involving J.R. Smith, I have enjoyed being on the opposite side of J.R. Smith as opposed to backing the team that he's on when it comes to the decisions that he makes on the floor that affect the outcome of a game. Like, if I'm betting, for example, he was on the Cavs the last few years, and if I'm betting on the opponent of the Cavs that night, I don't mind seeing J.R. Smith out there getting into chucker mode from about 30 feet out for the 20 to 25 minutes that he plays.
I kind of don't either.
Yeah, no, but that's a bad thing if he gets picked up by the Rockets. It's entertaining as hell.
From a wagering standpoint.
Well, from a winning standpoint. I don't know. I don't think J.R. Smith is a winning basketball player is what I'm saying, but I do think it would be a fascinating, I think it would be, if the house is going to burn down, then let's make this an inferno. You know what I mean? And so J.R. Smith, if this is a smoldering bonfire right now, J.R. Smith, to me, is much more a big bottle of kerosene than he is a gigantic vat of water.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He exacerbates things, which, hey, if they're not going to win an NBA championship, then let's watch it go down in flames.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So there you go. And this Gordon thing into the starting lineup, I don't even know what to think about that. So we'll see how it goes. But they play the Blazers tonight.
Yeah. I bet Tillman Fertitta's not too happy a guy right now.
Well, except that I'm sure he's not happy with the Rockets, but he is happy enough and seems to be doing well enough to lob a phone call to the Arizona Coyotes about bringing them to Houston.
That is
a Mark Berman tweet from earlier
today. That is the tweet from Berman. I was referencing also, of course, the Kendall Briles situation. But yes, that's certainly something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, Mark Berman, in case you're wondering, NHL sources, this is from Mark Berman of Fox 26, Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta has met with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman about the potential of bringing the NHL to Houston. Fertitta has had preliminary talks about buying and relocating the Arizona Coyotes to Houston. Nothing on that happening now. No decisions close. Berman goes on to attach a screen cap of one other adjunct to this, is that when contacted by Fox 26, Fertitta declined comment, as did Rocket CEO Tad Brown.
The first part of that is not news, right? I mean, he'd already had to sit down with Bettman and talk to him about pursuing the NHL for Houston. The second part is the newsy part of that.
But there's a team.
Right. And we had talked about the Arizona Coyotes, was it yesterday that they came up, or late last week? I'm not sure. But they came up in the conversation.
No, last week. Because the league moved them to the Central Division.
Right, from the Pacific to the Central, and they've been rumored to be a team that could be for sale and up for relocation. Seattle became the 32nd NHL market.
Right.
So expansion is not how it's going to happen. I have to say, and this is embarrassing for me, I don't follow hockey enough to know whether the Arizona Coyotes would be, I don't even know if they're a contender. I don't know if they're any good. I don't. So, and I always look at that Dallas situation where they brought in the Minnesota North Stars and they had a contender almost immediately. I mean, I think any current team, I guess short of a complete bottom feeder, would be better than an expansion team as far as selling the NHL in Houston.
Maybe. Rich, if you've got a caveat fan support that way, then the bigger,
I think you do.
Then the bigger question to me is NHL hockey a fit in Houston?
I know.
I get it.
And that's an open question for me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it that we're the fourth largest city, we're the sixth largest media market or whatever it is.
But is there enough core interest in the sport?
Right. Right, yeah.
Corporate... on the everyday Joe Sixpack level, do enough people care about hockey in this city? I'm not sure.
And here's what I think people don't know about hockey. And in fact, I saw our friend Kyle King, co-host of the Heel Turn podcast with BMAC.
In the Fantasy Four
on Friday nights. I saw him tweet last week when the whole NHL thing, you know, the Coyotes getting moved to the Central Division sparked all of this conversation about Houston. And Kyle, and this isn't picking on Kyle or anything, I just want to make a point, and I'm using him to make the point. He tweeted, oh, that would be great if they came here. I used to love going to the Arrows with my family because it was a really cost-effective form of entertainment, a great alternative to the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA. And I had to tweet back at him and say, you got to slow down. The NHL ain't a more cost-effective form of entertainment. Now, I do think it is the best live sport of all of them. Live NHL hockey in the building.
Oh, you'll never convince me otherwise.
Is incredible. It's really, really good.
There's nothing like attending an NHL game.
But you also pay for it. It's the highest price ticket, and I think that surprises a lot of people because here in Houston, it's off the grid. It's clearly the fourth sport. It's clearly outside the top three. You know, I don't know what four is, if it's golf or if it's MLS or... NHL is probably, I think, has always been considered the fourth. At any rate, it's expensive to go see NHL games. And that, to me, plays to what you're talking about, Rich, which is two things. One, does the average fan have the wherewithal or the desire to just unconditionally go watch hockey? Because if you're going to spend millions and millions, who knows? I don't know what the price of an NHL franchise is nowadays, but it's got to be hundreds of millions at least. If you're going to spend that kind of money on a team, it can't be that you're spending it with the idea just about the good times. You got to plan for what the worst of times are going to be from an interest standpoint. So there's that part of it. And do we know if the corporate environment here is tapped already when it comes to suites at Astro games, at Toyota Center events? You know, is that just something that the corporations who are investing in suites for all the events at the Toyota Center, where they're just going to tack on another $100,000 or whatever it is and say, okay, we'll take hockey also, whatever the number is. It could be $500,000, it could be $50,000. I have no idea. I've never bought a suite before. My point is this: you're talking about injecting a fourth team into the market that requires major league, big time level support.
All legitimate, unanswered questions at this point about the NHL in Houston.
I would love it. It'd be great for us.
Right. I want to see it happen. I hate to see it fail.
Yeah.
But I do want to see it happen.
I do
too. Just to have, you know, you're toeing that pool for once.
Right.
And, you know, it's never happened here in Houston. And in during the course of our brief discussion here, Sean, I've determined that the Arizona Coyotes are indeed a bottom feeder.
Okay. Well, that's probably why they're for sale.
Oh, right. Only Buffalo and Ottawa finished with a worst record last year. And there's about four teams in the entire league that have less points than them right now in the NHL.
Woo!
So they're not good.
Go Coyotes. The way you get rid of that stink, Rich, is to buy the name Whalers and the logo from the Hartford Whalers and turn them into the Houston Whalers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way all my jerseys would still apply.
By the way, did you see the scare that your former team had last night? I think it was last night.
Who?
Carolina Hurricanes team plane had to make an emergency landing.
Okay, well, they're not my team anymore.
Well, they used to be.
Yeah, they used to be.
Is that some mojo or something you sent their way?
No, I wouldn't root for a plane crash. I wouldn't root for a plane crash. No, a stalled bus on the way to the arena, maybe. Not a plane crash. All right.